IRSATruck.org. They'll pick up your vehicle at no charge and give you an IRS-approved receipt. Thank you for helping.
Hearing Delilah on WLTW, New York's Light FM.
Hi, Danny. Welcome to the Delilah Show. What's going on in your corner of the world?
Well, Delilah's not good. I'm having relationship problems, which is my fault, which comes to the trust issue. and I'm trying to get the trust back with the love of my life.
Okay, what did you lie about?
A lot of things.
Like?
With situations like with, I have, you know, kids out there, and then just not telling her the truth about things.
You have kids out there.
Well, see, because she, it's a long story. She thinks I have things going on with my ex, and she doesn't realize that me and my ex is, I have four kids, so.
With how many different women?
Three.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, but she doesn't
realize.
So,
yeah, in addition to being honest, you have a little commitment problem here, Danny.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get that trust back. I know it's going to take a long time, and, you know, it's not the first time she threw me out of the house. So I'm would do anything to get her back.
Well, it sounds to me like instead of trying to get her back, you need to focus on Danny right now and get your head on straight and your life going the right direction.
Yeah.
Instead of worrying about trying to win this woman's trust or love, how about worrying about taking care of all your kids and all your responsibilities and having your own house so somebody can't throw you out of it and, you know, things like that. And if you will do that, I promise you, you will win her trust back. Because instead of seeing some pathetic guy that's telling stories and blah, 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 she'll see a man.
Yeah.
And that's what we women want, is a man. Not a boy, a man.
Okay.
So step up to the plate, focus on that, and I promise you, your love life will take care of itself in ways you couldn't even imagine.
Okay, Delilah.
I'll play a song for you, baby.
Thank you.
Like the wind through my tree, she rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, but she doesn't know. Her breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. And all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I'd go insane. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, you're gonna leave them all in awe. You don't have to feel like a waste of space. Your original cannot be replaced. After a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you'll know. You just gotta ignite the light and live.
I'm good. How are you?
I was having fun daydreaming.
Daydreaming about your sweetheart?
Yes, I was.
You sent us a wonderful letter and shared your story about how you were reunited with somebody you had a crush on many years ago.
Yeah, many years ago.
Tell us your story.
We met when we were in third grade in school, and we were just two people that we knew of each other, not really friends or acquaintances, and just went all through the school years, all the way up through high school. Both of us recall now wanting to ask each other out in high school, but neither one of us had the courage to. And graduation came, and we went our separate ways, and we both had gotten married and gotten divorced and had plenty of growing and plenty of trials to overcome through all of those things together. And the day came for our 10-year class reunion, and neither one of us wanted to go. We didn't have too many fond memories of school, but the people around us, you know, were a factor in that, and so we kind of went more as appeasement to them. And it was a riverboat cruise is what it was, and I was having a miserable time. Man, I had gone to get me a drink and came back down the stairs, and I heard this voice. I knew exactly who it was. I went down there, and I said his name, and he turned around, and as he turned around, he said, mine. And I knew, I knew at that moment that that was who I was supposed to be with.
At that instant, you just knew.
Oh, I knew, yeah. It's, you hear people say that so often, and it seems like such a fluke until it actually happens to you, because I've always believed that the heart will tell you the one that you're supposed to be with if you just listen. And I listened, and so did he.
Strikes upon the hour.
working tonight. Maybe you're working the night shift. Maybe you are a first responder and you're working the night shift. If you are, I salute you. I applaud you. I pray for you. I hope you are able to take a little break tonight. Maybe have a sweet dinner later on, a picnic under the stars. Do something fun. Do something wild. Do something unexpected. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. guy pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why you're drowning, you're drowning, you're drowning. And I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see, now I see, now I see. He was long gone when he met me. And I realized the joke is on me. And I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Oh, shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been. So you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
I got a letter from Henry proving that true love, young love, can flourish amidst the storms of life. Henry writes, Delilah, I have the greatest blessing anyone could ask for. I prayed to God to provide me with someone special to share my life, my hopes, my fears, a companion to explore this adventure we call existence. God provided me with my darling wife at the tender age of 15. We were married shortly after our high school graduation. She's been my wife for 13 years, but as of today, I've been blessed with her companionship for exactly half of my life. I have to say I'm a much better person because of her. Our love has taught me the path of humility, empathy, and selflessness. My relationship with her is the proudest achievement of my life. It is with this foundation that we've overcome some obstacles, are raising three beautiful children, 11, 7, and 2, and have become productive members of society. I'm now a lawyer, and my wife is a nurse midwife. I wanted to share my joy with your audience to let them know that the tides of modern life often drag us under, and our relationships can be weathered and can overcome. True love can flourish.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away, an enchanted moment. And it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we've got to
kaleidoscope moves us all in turn. There's a rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the star-crossed Voyager beats in time with yours. It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. And can you feel the love tonight? I was led to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe.
Whether you are feeling overwhelmed tonight, feeling like how in the world are you going to make ends meet? How in the world are you going to get things accomplished? How in the world are you going to survive another teenage daughter? I don't know what the stress is in your life, but I do know that if you have a heart filled with gratitude and a little bit of faith, you're going to make it through. I am here to encourage both those things, a heart filled with gratitude and a little bit of faith. You're listening to Delilah.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I traded my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you.
Delilah Dilemma tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is EOFOptical.com. That's EOFOptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Sandra, who says, I have a dilemma that needs fixing. You see, Delilah, I find that I'm in love with my best friend. We go to our local college together. He's married, and I know for a fact that his wife is cheating on him. Now he has twins coming, and they're not his, according to the wife. I want to tell him I love him and that she's cheating on him. What should I do? Sarah, I will share my shoulds with you coming up next. Not that you will listen, but you ask, so I will share them. That is coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still with me in my dreams. And tonight, it's only you and me. Yeah.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young girl named Sarah, who is in love with her friend, who is married, and his wife is pregnant. And Sarah is convinced that the wife is cheating and that it's her job to enlighten him. Sarah, listen carefully. This is my should. And I know that should have been, would have been, could have been's don't count because most people don't listen to shoulds. But I'm going to should you anyway because you said, what should I do? You should run the other direction from this mess. You should stop hanging out with this guy that you're falling in love with. And you should let him resolve his issues. You should let him resolve his situation with his wife. You should not meddle in that. You should get as far away from this mess as you possibly can. If you two are truly meant to be, it's not because you're going to meddle in it and mess with it and try to fix it. It's because you're going to walk away and let God straighten it out. And if it turns out that the twins are not his and he chooses not to stay and raise them anyway and comes to you, then it will be your turn to have a relationship and to see the fullness of that develop. But right now, he is a married man who is expecting twins. So get away from this situation and let it work out the way it is supposed to work out. That's what you should do. That said, I know myself and I know I would never take that advice and I would stay until I blew everything up and ruined other people's lives. So don't do that. Good luck, young lady.
Cause I
It's New York's 106.7 Light FM. Welcome aboard, New York City. You found Delilah on the Light at Night. Everybody's been talking about how the world is spinning out of control, and it is easy to panic and worry. But guess what? Worrying doesn't accomplish anything. It just makes your blood pressure go higher. Worrying accomplishes nothing. So instead, why not focus your energy on preparing? Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. If people on TV are saying, oh, there's shipping crises, oh, there's bird flu, oh, food is going to get expensive, prepare for that. I'm not saying go and be crazy. Don't go stock up on a bazillion rolls of toilet paper. But if you're going to the store to get a thing of spaghetti sauce, get two or three. If you're going to the store to get a thing of pasta, get two or three. And every time you go to the store, do that. And when you do that, number one, it lowers the fear factor. And number two, you don't have to go to the store so often because you can just say, ah, I got pasta sauce. I'm going to make pasta tonight. Something to think about. You're listening to Delilah.
Sky. following program were pre-recorded.
You are hearing Delilah on WLTW, New York's Light FM.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Tony, what can I do for you?
I wanted to dedicate a song, and I'll let you choose, to a gentleman I met about 14 months ago. He had lost his wife. They had been married for 20-plus years, and we became very good friends. Of course, I would like for it to be more, but I'm not quite sure where he is, and he was having difficulty with... he still visits the in-laws, and they're still like family, but I just like to dedicate a song to him.
What's his name?
His name is Steve.
So Steve still brings a smile to your face after all these years.
Yes, he does.
Little pitter-pat to the heart?
Yes.
Big pitter-pat?
He doesn't know that. He does
not. Okay, it'll be our little secret. I wouldn't... Tony, do you think I would think of sharing that with 400 people?
I'm just not sure where he is, and I know he has, after 20-something years with a woman that he was very close to from college, to lose her, I'm sure it will take time. He's an awesome person.
So you just want to toss your hat in the ring and say, when your heart is healed...
Absolutely.
When you're feeling a little stronger and the thought of maybe going to a movie crosses your mind...